17 states and the Federal Trade Commission contend that retail giant Amazon does not play fair. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Federal Trade Commission and 17 states are suing Amazon, claiming it unfairly uses its reach to bully merchants and manipulate prices, something the retail giant denies.
This lawsuit is among several against the company this year, and it was expected. The FTC has been investigating Amazon for years. Among other things, the suit claims Amazon deters sellers on its platform from offering lower prices elsewhere on the internet, and that Amazon product search results favor its in-house labels. Meanwhile, the suit says sellers on Amazon are charged higher fees, forcing them to raise prices both on Amazon and on other platforms. This allegedly leads to higher prices overall. The FTC is seeking a permanent injunction against the online retailer, and if it prevails in court, it could lead to a breakup of key parts of the company. Amazon disputed the allegations and said the lawsuit was misguided. The company says it's improved the online retail experience. It also says it faces a lot of competition in the retail industry. About 80% of products are still bought in physical stores. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
If it is the Federal Reserve's intention to wipe the smiles off our faces, the plan seems to be working. The confidence of consumers slipped this month, making it 2 months in a row, according to data from the Conference Board, a nonprofit business research group. This slippage is evident among regular people who think recession is on the way, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Earlier this year, consumers were getting gradually more upbeat, with the job market really hot and inflation cooling. But in late summer, a bum out started building, says Dana Peterson at the Conference Board, especially in the Index for Consumers' Future Expectations, which fell below 80.
Any number below 80 typically signals that consumers think a recession is going to happen at some point within the next 6 months. They're very concerned about inflation, especially food and energy prices, interest rates being elevated, and the political situation,
which right now is dominated by Congress lurching toward a possible government shutdown. We've seen this movie before with past shutdowns, says Chris Jackson at public opinion firm Ipsos.
I think it's definitely on people's minds that can have a very negative effect on Americans' confidence in the economy.
All in all, says Jackson, these are neither the best of times nor the worst of times, but something mediocrely in between.
There is sort of this lingering malaise where people are not terrible, but not great.
Which is not great news for the economy heading into the holiday shopping season. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
People in India are getting into Grand Prix motorcycle racing. Last weekend, a competition called MotoGP debuted in India. The rising popularity of the sport in South Asia is creating business opportunities for the makers of premium motorcycles. The BBC's Arshana Shukla reports from a race course in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh.
The deafening roar of engines fills the air. The adrenaline rush is palpable as the riders take off for the race on the Budh International Circuit in North India. Cheers erupt. It's the first time Indian motor enthusiasts experienced the world's premier motorcycle racing event at home.
It's a historic moment for us.
65-year-old Venkat is excited to witness the race. He has travelled 2,000 kilometres from southern India.
Growing up, we never thought ever, you know, we'll see MotoGP here in India. And this is like a dream come true for us and absolutely thrilled.
Next to him is Neha, a 25-year-old motorist from Mumbai.
A lot of people over here, they don't understand it technically, but purely to understand the joy of it, people are attending it.
Outside the racing tracks, the makeshift stalls of motorcycle brands like Yamaha, Honda and KTM are buzzing with fans checking out these bigger bikes.
The timing for India hosting its first ever MotoGP racing event is significant. It's when the country, which is the world's largest two-wheeler market, is seeing a strong demand for premium and high-end motorcycles. It is also giving manufacturers hopes of a good run in the market.
Rising urbanization and affluence in the last few years has led to riders upgrading. Like for KTM, whose motorcycles sold in partnership with local manufacturer Bajaj have been popular among young riders in India. They are now targeting those aspiring for a top-end bike.
These events are very fundamental to brands like us.
Rakesh Sharma, executive director of Bajaj Auto, is at the KTM stall. He tells me that these events inspire sales.
We live and breathe on these events because a lot of the local purchase by customers is driven by what they are seeing as the achievement of the brand at an international scale.
Italian rider Marco Bezzecchi, riding a Ducati 1000cc motorcycle, wins the top honours in Sunday's high-powered electric race. For India's automotive industry, however, the lasting impact will only be felt long after the buzz and excitement has settled. In Greater Noida, India, I'm the BBC's Achna Shukla for Marketplace.
And before we go, the average age of an airliner in America is 14 years old. Planes are durable goods, a category economists watch on new orders for long-lasting, expensive things. Now, many analysts ignore the airplane data when it comes out. Too volatile, they say. But this is a teachable moment about the economy. Catch that and more on the half hour of Marketplace with my colleague Kai Rizdahl on many public radio stations later today or streaming from marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.